Greetings, friends, and welcome to the Beach Church Podcast. This is the podcast for Sunday, November 2nd, the year of our Lord, 2025. And this is our celebration of All Saints Sunday. I'm especially glad that you're here today. And I pray that this indeed will be a time of reflection, of comfort and renewal, and a revitalization of faith. This celebration, this time of worship that can feel somber, can feel heavy, but also brings with it salt and light and grace and peace, the promises of our faith, that those who we love that have died are not lost to us, for we are all eternally, fearfully, and wonderfully made by our good God. And so with that in our hearts, let's begin the way we begin around here by giving thanks to God for all things. And we begin that celebration by taking in a big, deep breath. We take in that breath and we savor it for the gift that it is, the gift of life, life eternal. And as you breathe, I encourage you to call to mind the people and the places and the situations that fill you with joy, that cause a radiant light to shine within your spirit. And on this day, particularly the people, those who you love who have died, name them. Thank God for them. Celebrate them. And in this spirit of welcome and celebration of what is good and those we love, let us begin together in worship. And so let's join together in our call to worship. You can find the call to worship printed in the digital bulletin that comes with the podcast. If you just go to the right side, the right margin of where you found today's podcast, right below the line, there's a tab that says Sermon Notes. Click in there, tap on it, and the bulletin will come up for you. And so let's begin. We gather today surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses, saints whose lives tell the story of God's love and faithfulness. We remember the ones who have gone before us, family, friends, and faithful servants of Christ. We give thanks for their example and their presence that still guides us. Let us worship God, who was and is and ever shall be, whose promise is from generation to generation. Friends, our gospel reading this morning comes from Luke's gospel in the 6th chapter, verses 20 through 31. Then he looked up at his disciples and said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude you, revile you, and defame you on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day, and leap for joy, for surely your reward is great in heaven. For that is what their ancestors did to the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are full now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who are laughing now, for you will mourn and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for that is what their ancestors did to the false prophets. But I say to you that listen, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who abuse you. If anyone strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from anyone who takes away your coat, do not withhold even your shirt. Give to everyone who begs from you. And if anyone takes away your goods, do not ask for them again. Do to others as you would have them do to you." This is the word of God for the people of God, and we give thanks to God for it. Heavenly Father, we call out to you, we pray, and we give you thanks for the gift of this, your good and living word. We gather around it like a holy fire, seeking its light and its warmth, its comfort, and its encouragement. And we pray, O God, that you'll save us. Save us from misinterpretation and distraction so that we could truly hear what it is you're saying to us, each and every one of us, as individuals and as your church. We ask this in your holy name and we say, Amen. I mentioned at the opening of the podcast that I'm especially grateful that you're here today. And I really mean that with all my heart. You're listening for a reason. Maybe it's become your habit. Maybe someone sent the podcast to you. But you and I are here in this moment for a reason. And I have something to say. I need to say to you. There is a God who is real. Your life is very important. It's known by God. You are known by God. Your circumstances are known by God. You make a difference. You are seen. And if this All Saints Sunday pulls up the names and the lives of people who are dear to you that have died, welcome to the family. Welcome to the reality of what it means to be a human, fully alive, and fully vulnerable to love. We're all in this together. And God is with us. Not some remote God, not some God that shows up from time to time in some places and not in other places. A God that is present with us right here and right now, my friend. A God who knows all of your celebrations. A God that has been present every time that you have cried and called out. Or maybe you've never called out. And today is the day that you could start to learn to call out and to trust that maybe there's something to this person, this Jesus of Nazareth. If indeed you grieve the loss of someone you love, like we did at the opening, call that person to mind, name them. Maybe that's one person, that could be several people. We are eternal souls. Their love is much nearer than sometimes we imagine. That they could sit by your side, walk by your side, drive, sit in the passenger seat next to you in the car, wherever it is you are in this moment, that they, indeed, their love, their eternal love, their eternal spirit is right there with you. He's never left you. And all of us together then, let's receive the gift that Luke gives us by recounting this moment where Jesus was doing the thing he did to preach and teach and to reveal God in daily life, to reveal God from the ancient sacred stories and bring it to life so that it could heal and bring hope and light and grace and peace. Jesus has been appointing his 12 apostles. They went up on the mountain to pray, and he spent the night in prayer. And when day came, he called the 12. And when that time of retreat was over, he came down with them, and he stood on a level place with a great crowd of his disciples, his students, his apprentices, and a great multitude of people from all Judea, Jerusalem, and the coast of Tyre and Sidon. And they'd come to hear him and be healed of their diseases. And those who were troubled with unclean spirits were cured, and all in the crowd were trying to touch him. For power came out from him, and he healed all of them. And then he goes on in his Jesus way to try to explain what has just happened. And we have these famous blesseds. Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. And blessed are you when people hate you and when they exclude you and revile you and defame you on account of the Son of Man. It's something that on the surface to many of them might not make sense, but the way he's teaching is in a manner, as Dallas Willard would say, in a manner of show and tell. You see this one here? Poor. But the Spirit of God is upon them. And you're hungry now, but you will be filled. You came here in your vulnerability, and you've seen it. You've seen the healings happen. The unclean spirits are cast out. You came walking in a stoop, and now you're upright. Your vulnerability motivated you to make the journey from Tyre and Sidon, from just down the road or from 100 miles away. Because you heard good news. God is on the move and he's preaching in this particular place. Come to him. All of you who are weary and heavy laden, come. I've seen it. He will give you peace. He'll fill your belly and he'll give you a cup of water, but it's more than that. You'll leave changed. You'll have a new way of looking at the world, at your family, and at your community. You'll have a new way of practicing the old faith. New eyes to see the world. But most of the folks that came were the vulnerable. Afflicted in one way or the other. There were others. There were always cynics and an erudite class that followed around to mock or to find a way to trip up this movement that was starting to form. And he has a word for them, and a word that can be hard for us to hear, and it's worth us paying attention to. These woes, the woes to the rich, and woes to the ones who are full, the woes to the ones who are laughing. Is it because being rich in and of itself is a bad thing, or being full is a bad thing, or laughter is a bad thing? None of those in and of themselves are bad things. Just like being hungry isn't, we don't understand that to be a state of being blessed or a good thing. Or weeping, or being hungry. It's that in the first group, those he names as blessed, in their vulnerability, they've sought the healing presence of Jesus. And the others have found themselves in a state of self-satisfaction. Satisfied, so they believe, in their own intellect, in their own social circle. By the full pantry, the prosperous business. And his woe is that you've put all your faith in that. You consider yourself to be blessed because today the books balance. You consider yourself to be blessed because you got together and had a wonderful feast with friends and the conversation carried on all night and you laughed all night. But for each and every one of us, a time is coming when your money won't buy you what you need. And the laughter will stop and a business can go bankrupt. And the kingdom of God is here and now, and it's preaching at the foot of this hill, but you've missed out because you thought to yourself, I don't need that. They're not excluded from the grace and peace and love of God. They've just chosen not to participate in it. Until that day. And particular point on a day like All Saints Sunday, when we call to mind the people that we love that have died, and how it broke our hearts, and maybe we're still trying to mend our broken hearts, and where things just didn't seem to make sense. How come the world didn't stop when this person died? How can people carry on? Where do I go with this grief? And then we claim the promises of our faith that God is with us. And prayer by prayer, day by day, through visits of loving friends and family, through the healing power of sacred text and prayer and service and sacrament, we find our strength. And we're reminded that the person that died is not lost to us forever. They're gone from our sight. Their physical presence is not with us currently. But Jesus reminds us that everything's spiritual. That there is a power a power that radiates from him that we can receive into ourselves, and it heals us at a soul level so that we no longer count wealth and provision as foundational. The love of God through the person of Jesus becomes our foundation, becomes a reason for hope eternal. Strength for the here and now, and a promise that all of this is going somewhere, and that somewhere is good, is bright and beautiful and compassionate and colorful and filled with all kinds of new opportunities to learn and to be enlightened and to grow, not sitting around in somewhere, somewhere far away looking at each other and doing nothing, but learning and growing and creating in ways that we can't even imagine are possible right now. This is everything that's on display in this gathering on this day, there and then. But the apostles and the disciples that were there eventually wrote down accounts of these stories, and they handed them on as an inheritance, generation to generation, to the point where I'm standing here talking to you. I'm talking to you if you're feeling self-satisfied and not in any need of some higher thought of who God is and how God is in the world. Take it to heart. Hold on to it, at least tuck it in the file. God is with you at all times. And if you're among the crowd who has come seeking the power and the healing to hear him be healed of disease or unclean spirits or difficult circumstances, blessed are you. Blessed are you. We grieve because we love. And our love is a gift from Almighty God. And our love expresses itself in all kinds of ways, in times of joy and adventure, times of new life and new opportunity. It expresses itself in the hanging together in times of scarcity and uncertainty, of illness, and in death. But even in the passing of that one you love, your love didn't die. The love's eternal. The gratitude is forever. The lessons you learned from them, not in their living, but at their passing, are a true gift. God is. The Spirit of God walks among us. The Spirit of God is with you and the one you love right now. Name the name of Jesus and name the name of the ones who have died that you love. And know that we are indeed all together in this moment. We occupy this small moment in linear time, surrounded by the eternal grace and peace of Almighty God. It's tremendous good news. God is with us. God is for us. God loves us. Now and forever. To which I say, Amen. Let's join in a spirit of prayer. Heavenly Father, we call out to you on this day and we give you thanks for for the gifts of life and love, family and friends, community and congregation, for the people of this world who we know, for the ones we have yet to meet, for the ones we pass by on the street. A human family, you know each and every one of us. And you've encouraged us, O God, to love the way you love. But we confess that quite often we fall short. We sin, we miss out. Sometimes we say things, stupid and impulsive things. And sometimes we ought to speak, but we're afraid of embarrassing ourselves. Sometimes we do stupid things, impulsive things. And we hurt ourselves and we hurt those around us, or sometimes we should have acted. We should have done something and we didn't. We take all of these things and we list them and lay them out before you, O God, and we seek to claim the promise of our faith that if we're honest about who we are and we stand before you and we confess these things to you, that you forgive us. And not only do you forgive us, you show us a new and more excellent way to be in the world, and we are thankful for that. And on this day, where we very keenly remember those that we love who have died, whom we pray are in your presence, received into your eternal heart, we thank you for their lives. We confess, O God, that we miss them dearly. And we pray that you bless us with healing, and that our grief will not diminish our faith, but that it will grow our faith, and that we will stand up today and we will live. Live as your beloved children until it is our time to pass through death's door and into your presence. We pray over this world, its leaders, in all of its complexity. We ask your blessings upon all of it. And we share with you, O God, the prayer lists of our hearts, the joys and the concerns. We take a moment to think about these things, these prayer lists of ours, and to hand them to you, and trust that you will read every word, you will consider all of it, and that you will respond to us. So we pray that you'll meet us here in this time of silence as we offer you our prayers and listen for your answers. We break our silence. We celebrate a prayer that you taught your first disciples. by good faith and sometimes at a great risk, they passed it along to us. We've learned it in different ways, but we trust that you will hear us as we say together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power, the glory forever. Amen. And so, my dear friends, as we prepare to go our separate ways, I pray that we will do so with renewed joy, fresh hope, a feeling of peace that passes understanding, all of which comes from the love of God, the God that we know in three persons, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, who blesses you and bids you peace. Go in peace. Amen. Friends, I normally don't include a postlude on the podcast, but I thought today would be appropriate. And at the risk of nepotism, I've chosen a song by my daughter Lily. It appears on an album she released this summer. The song is titled, As It Breaks Open, The Light Shines Through. It's a very spiritual song about the moment of healing, when you realize with the love of God, everything is going to be okay, even if you've endured some hardship. So with that, please enjoy.
You sing, this is hoping the light shines through. And there I was rising with dawn, a subtle voice, a graceful swan. And day by day the voice inside my heart grew louder still. She led me to the water's edge, asked me to float and rest my head. She whispered waves into my heart, saying it would be alright. I cried to her in sheets of fog, my heart still broken, my head still caught. But in the waves, her gentle arm, she said, "Baby, you are mine." And wrapped inside my mother's love, above the clouds they rained on us. And slow and steady, drop by drop, they washed away my tears. She sang, "This is what I'm here to do. As it breaks open, the light shines through. This is what I'm here to do. As it breaks open, the light shines through." Ancestral birth, reconnect me, heal me with your song. I love you to the stars above, I love you and I feel your love. Feed me, love me, heal my wounds, teach me to do the same. My mother, like a sacred dove, no one can keep me from your love. I will protect you with all I am, and know that I am yours. Three white birds together flew across the sky, the morning dew. It was all new to me, I watched it bloom, watched it unfold. This is what I'm here to do. As it breaks open, the light shines through. This is what I'm here to do. As it breaks open, the light shines through. This is what I'm here to do. As it breaks open, the light shines through.